The first track that we played today was actually some actuality from Wednesday morning when the state government ordered the police to close off all the area around Musgrave Park, South Brisbane, in the middle of peak hour traffic, so that the 50 or so people inside the Sovereign Embassy could be removed. And what happened was that people were able to stand across Cordelia Street, and that was the closest we could get to the embassy. And there was a PA brought along to so that people on the outside could communicate to people inside, and that was Robin Taubenfeld sang From Big Things, Little Things Grow. And then I mixed in the song by Kev Carmody and Paul Kelly, and also we heard in there the Paul Keating's Red Fern speech from 1992. And I'm going to play some more actuality now from Wednesday. And DK, you're inside at the time this was happening, and there's a young rapper called Kayla.
Yep, her stage name is KMT. Kayla Tyson, she's a deadly sister girl. She studies down at ACPA, the Aboriginal Centre for Performing Arts. But man, she is one unit. Just with her styles, oh, look our world.
So, Ian Kerr, who normally does this show, the Paradigm Shift, there was a PA set up, and he got Kayla on the phone, and she did this rap down there at Musgrave Park on Wednesday.
Hi everyone, my name's Kayla Tyson. I'm a proud Maroonie and Noogie woman. I'm inside the embassy, and I've just got something that I wanted to dedicate to the police. So I hope you can all hear me out there.
Yep.
You ready for this?
Yep.
Daniel York and Zuma Jean, everybody before I'm a tweet. The truth is far from what's perceived. Do you really expect me to believe there's no racism in these streets? When my people are getting beat down by prejudice in our town, getting locked up for making a sound or simply for just being around. Death in custody is what's really going down. Back at school, I was present. In my history lessons, I've never taught about my people who would face oppression. I never thought that with my graduation, I would see my cousin facing intimidation, causing retaliation, interrogation, then incarceration. In face of bloody assault, I'll set the chasing. But things are changing. We're no longer the blacks who just sit back and scared to react. We're gonna make it hurt through poetic attacks. Like PRK say, even though we still call Australia home, if you look in others' history closet, you'll find too many buttons. We're just ninging number attacks alone. Stereotyping up as drones. Not every black father drinks or smacks from home. So why don't you dogs just leave us alone?
And that was Kayla, KMT, down at Musgrave Park. What was it like to be inside and have people supporting from the outside?
I couldn't believe how many people was over there, you know? Like, I was just there. I was running off pure adrenaline because I was, you know, I was in my traditional paint, and I was doing a bit of corroboree just to show them that we do have our own laws and we do have our own song and story. And we was standing in between, you know, pretty much them mob in blue and our sacred fire, you know. And the feeling inside, oh, it was electric, you know, because the fire was really, really hot, you know what I mean? And just having all that presence of the police force, you know what I mean? It was just, I felt like that's where I had to be at that time. And, you know what I mean? And I was.
And we'll talk soon about the fire and what's happening with the fire. But I mentioned before the show when we were talking to Quentin that there was an announcement that we were going to make. And we just had Sam Watson on the phone, and the embassy is going to lodge a complaint with the CMC, a lodge against Campbell Newman with the Crime and Misconduct Commission. So that's going to be happening at 1 p.m. today. So, yeah, some interesting developments there. And, Russell, you were in here yesterday talking about it.
Yep.
But you moved the Sacred Fire. The thing with the Sacred Fire is that it's protected under the
Cultural Heritage.
Cultural Heritage Act, and I remember on Tuesday there was a woman from the Cultural Heritage Department of the state government down there. And so even though the police moved the embassy on, they've been very careful about the fire, pretty much, as I understand, and also with all of the belongings. There's been a mud map drawn of everyone's belongings in the camp, and they've been taken to a council depot, and negotiations are happening right now, I think, to get those back to everyone, and they may even be delivering them to people's houses, I've heard.
That could be possible. But, I mean, from all the reneging that they've done since we've set up down there, it still remains to be seen what happens with the stuff. But, I mean, at the end of the day, as I spoke about yesterday, the biggest positive that came out of the negativity from the other day was the fact that we still have a presence in that park. We still have our sacred fire burning, and we still have our information there to educate the broader community that's been coming in there, the non-Indigenous people I'm speaking about, wondering what's happening with the embassy and what's the significance of it and stuff like that. So
the main part of the fire was put into a little
Plastic wheelbarrow.
Yeah, I was getting to this.
To get some hot ashes. Shows their intelligence.
Yes. Did you actually end up using the plastic wheelbarrow?
We got a little bit of sheet tin and put underneath it. Showed how intelligent of them. So.
So the fire and all the ashes were moved up to the Jagera, outside the Jagera Arts Centre, which is 121 Cordelia Street.
That's correct, yep.
South Brisbane. Can you just explain for me the significance of that fire?
The significance of that fire is it's been burning for 40 years. There's coals that came up from Canberra from the original embassy that's been set up. And as I explained earlier on in the show, it's a 40-year anniversary for this embassy down in Canberra this year. So that fire really means a lot to us as Aboriginal people. I suppose that fire means the same to us as for non-Indigenous people as what that fire in at Anzac Square means to non-Indigenous people and the significance of that fire. So, I mean, if I was to make threats to go in and put their fire out, there'd be consequences for me, so, as an Aboriginal man.
Yeah, true.